So we're still here at the Artisan Tap, and the fundraising gig for War Child UK has just come to an end. And I have with me Dave Rushton and Will Rushton, who have been performing in the band Grace, a very well-known band to locals. Phenomenal reputation. So, Dave, tell me a little bit about your involvement with Grace over the years.
50 years ago, I was asked to join the band. I was hoping that the lead guitarist would have broken his fingers, because I used to be a lead guitarist, but no such luck. But the bass player left after Grace was formed, after about 6 months, and so I joined on bass. But I'm not a bass player, so I don't know if you noticed, but it's a six-string bass, just like an ordinary guitar. So the band has been going, apart from just during COVID, for close on 50 years. First album was a vinyl LP on the MCA label, followed swiftly by a live recording on Clay Records, which is a local record label. And since then, we've released 5 or 6 CDs, all on what we call our own label, called the Ricky Reb label. And there's not a lot more to say. Every song that we've ever done, apart from Delilah, which was done for the British Heart Foundation through Stoke City. Every song has been written by ourselves, and we stand and live by that effect. People call us a progressive rock band. I don't think we are. I think we're just a melodic rock band. And my grandson joined just over 12 months ago now, 2 years ago in fact, getting on four, when the previous drummer decided he'd had enough. And along came a grandson who knew the songs better than we did, and was a brilliant drummer. There you go.
Well, I tell you what, having listened to you, I mean, the sound is phenomenal. I've so enjoyed it, and everybody's enjoyed it here this evening. But, I mean, to have three generations, because it's not just you, Dave, is it? And you, Will, but your father's involved as well. So, Will, tell me why you decided to get involved with a band that's 50 years of age.
Well, to be honest, my dad just said to me one day, the old drummer from Grace has left, obviously, because of his age and everything. So my dad offered me a rehearsal to play with Grace, and I thought, oh God, yeah, that sounds exciting. I played it, and I got quite nervous the first time, but then got used to it, and it was just great, because I could look over to my dad and smile, and obviously Grandad doesn't turn around a lot to me, because he's a bit grumpy. But honestly, yeah. yeah, it's just great having my dad in the band. If he makes a mistake, smile at him and laugh. It's just dead funny. And then obviously Grandad as well. Yeah, tells me a lot of stuff about the bands and stuff. It's great.
I would imagine, Will, you've grown up listening to this music all your life.
Oh, yeah, I've been listening to it since I was born, really. My dad's been in the band since I was born. He's been playing CDs all the time, and just, yeah, honestly, I've been listening to it all my life.
And have you enjoyed being involved with this gig today?
Oh, loving it. It's just a great atmosphere, and all the people love it. It's just great having the sort of like the attention to saying well done and stuff like that. It's just great.
Well, we're so appreciative that you've been here at the Artisan Tap. Now, Dave, I mean, you've been with the band for a very long time. I mean, do you gig occasionally? Is it frequently? I mean, you were here not so long ago. So
we were here last weekend.
Yeah.
We played last weekend, and the owner of the place was saying, do you really want to play that one? And in actual fact, last Sunday, the place was packed.
Yes.
And it was. We thought it'd be a good warm up for tonight. So yeah, don't regret it whatsoever. Any charity that comes up, we're past the age of thinking, well, we're going to be rock stars. That's going to be his forte. That's the grandson. Just in case people can't see my finger on the radio. But we're just content to play music. We this is the second time we played this year. But we've got about 8 or 9 different gigs coming up over the next couple of months. So, they are paying ones. But any charities, we're more than happy to do.
Yes, and I'm so, so appreciative of all the artists that have been performing. But I know Grace, I knew many people who said, yeah, Grace are playing, I'm going to come along. So I just really wanted to thank both of you for performing and helping us to raise over £1,100 for War Child UK, which is obviously supporting disadvantaged children globally. And I hope that if we plan another one, you might consider playing again.
Oh, I don't think. Sorry, joking about. Yeah, of course we will. More than happy. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much. And Will, thanks again for being involved with the event. And yeah, I mean, the charity is very appreciative. So best of luck working with your dad.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Before you turn off, can you just say he actually plays in a separate band as well? The girl singer we've got on backing vocals, and Will on drums, and they've got a guitarist who lives in Wetley Rocks, funnily enough, called Walking Alone, and they're a brilliant band, and they're on the same bill as us at Audlem Festival in about a month and a half's time. So look out for Walking Alone as well as Grace.
Will do, and maybe next time Walking Alone can perform here for War Child UK.
Yes, of course, we love that.
Thanks so much for talking to us here at Moorlands Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.